after you were born and I found out you were a lefty, I brought a book about that too.
It's not that different. It's just the left hand.
Well, I know, but a lot of things are different. I remember we talked about that in school with the spirals and, you know, notebooks and...
What was in this book?
You remember driving the stick shift?
Yeah, but you just do it with the other hand.
Yeah, but that's not that easy, Katie.
In the book, it tells you how to drive a stick shift when you're a child.
All right, let's change the subject. Let's change the subject. Hello, Katie.
Hello, Mother Dearest.
And if everyone could see us now, you're in your bedroom, I'm in my bedroom, but...
I know. I had real high hopes for the day, and it just didn't pan out the way I thought it was going to pan out.
Yeah. Well, you know, sometimes that happens.
You know, the pregnancy exhaustion and, like, all the things I have to do, I have a running list.
Yeah.
And then it gets to, like, 3 o'clock, and I'm like, I've done... maybe one thing on my list.
Yeah, I keep thinking that it is. Yeah, we're at the end of the day almost. Well, not really for me, but. So what did you have on your list that you did not accomplish?
But first of all, did you hear the news about Andy Cohen?
What?
He and Anderson Cooper are now fully dating. They went to Vegas.
What?
Yeah, they got hitched in Vegas this weekend.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
Well, that's crazy, but it's not that crazy. They've been good friends for a long time.
I know.
And they both have children. Mm-hmm. You know, I've always thought that they were good together. Okay, you're just lying to me.
April Fool's.
Okay, you got me.
You got so excited.
You got me. Well, I've always thought they were such a good pair.
If you could see your face, you were like, oh, I knew it.
Oh, my goodness. That was a good one, Kate. I actually forgot today's April Fool's.
Okay, so the list. Well, this past weekend, we actually did a lot. We were very productive this weekend.
Yes.
We built the snoo, which is the bassinet we decided upon.
When you say we, it's you and Matt did it. Because Cat Daddy was supposed to be there this weekend.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Yep. So we did it ourselves.
Said good
we
for
do.
You.
And both the snoo and the stroller that we built, they're very user-friendly. So, I mean, like, they kind of feel like they have to be, like, you know.
So did one read the directions and one
correct
did the work? Yeah.
So we built the snoo, and this is the bassinet that we decided upon, and it looks beautiful. And in our bedroom, there's like a little like alcove next to my side of the bed, like perfectly that it fits.
Amazing.
And it still fits like me to be able to like go in there. Get in there. So we did that, which looks great. We also built, and I haven't even shown you a picture of it yet. I need to show you a picture of our stroller.
That I don't think I could do.
It actually was
a stroller.
It was pretty, like I said, user friendly. It was pretty easy, self-explanatory. We decided upon the Bugaboo Fox 5 stroller. And people love their strollers, but this stroller was vetted by all of my New York City mom friends, and they're like, it is the stroller to get in the city because the wheels are so heavy duty. You can like literally push it anywhere and it will work. It's great. So me being, you know, the person that I am, obviously has to get the one that's the most unique. So we got the Kif collab brand.
Kif, what is that?
It's like a streetwear cool brand.
Oh, K-I-T-H?
Mm-hmm, Kif.
Never heard of it.
Mm-hmm. So on it, it says Kith and Kin because that's like their family line is Kith and Kin.
Okay.
So it says it on that, which is like you seem unamused.
But other than having their name on it, what's different about it?
Just the color of it.
Oh,
it's like a tan oatmeal color with like a white
wheels.
Wheel.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that'll stay real nice and clean in New York.
Do you know what, Mom? Let me live, okay? I haven't seen a single person use it, and I'm sure I'll be like, that was stupid, and I will eat my words, but I'll get one really good photo when we go on our first walk.
Okay. Sounds good. Speaking of weather and using a stroller, super important for parents. That is like the most important thing is to have a really good stroller. My God, when it rains in New York, though. Oh, Lord. I think I told you this, too.
Everyone just stays home.
Oh, and you think, what's a big deal? I'm just going to put my little yellow slicker on, put my hood on, and I'm okay. That's what I did this past week when it was raining torrential. That was the biggest mistake I ever made.
Yeah.
And I didn't have rain boots. Okay, we'll get into that later. But anyhow, okay, so you have your stroller. Other things.
So I have this. We have the stroller. We have the bassinet, which is great. I still need to get sheets.
But you got the delivery.
What delivery?
This week.
Huh?
Of the crib and the changing table. That all came.
Yeah. Did we not talk about that?
No,
that
it just came this week.
No, that was last week. We talked
about
it. Remember,
past week?
It got delivered the day we filmed podcast last week.
Oh, that's right. That's right. I forgot. Yeah, right.
So within our nursery floor, I've been just like trying to figure out what or how I want to fully like decorate and accessorize it and organize it. And I think I actually nailed what I'm doing.
Good. And just to explain to people, it's like a second floor, but it's just a, what would you call it? It's not really a room per se, like a bedroom.
Well, it's a loft, but there is a sliding door. So it does like close off the space to have
on like one side.
Correct. The theme has always been like Lily of the Valley, green, moss, dark, moody. And I love that. But I was trying to find like artwork to go in that theme, and I really couldn't find any good artwork that's like Lily of the Valley and like that's like pretty and not like gross, thick, like canvas, you know what I mean? You get at like TJ Maxx, which nothing against TJ Maxx, but that's just not the vibe. So I was doing research and I found the cutest Peter Rabbit. Three little pictures of Peter Rabbit, but it's just like a little rabbit that's gardening.
Oh, cute, Katie.
With flowers.
That. Yeah.
Isn't that cute?
That's very cute.
And the one thing that Matt has been adamant on, one thing, is a mobile.
Yeah, you said that to me, and I thought, and I want that must bring back some memories of his childhood. But that was a big deal back then, Katie.
But he's like, not about the bassinet, not about anything that actually has to do with a child. He's like, but did we get a mobile? And I'm like, what?
I don't even think did you even register for one on the registry?
You know, I did, but then now I didn't get one, but I found a Peter Rabbit mobile from Etsy.
Oh, I love that, Katie.
It's so cute. And it's just like a little rabbit and then a gardener and then a carrot and a duck or a goose. I don't know. Oh, but it's very cute.
That's cute. That's very cute. Well.
And I'm also in full redesign mode of my bedroom.
Of your bedroom. Well, I can see behind you right now the backdrop.
Yeah, this is a sneak peek.
Let's talk a little bit about
on
that.
Instagram yet.
Yeah, but just the nursery.
Yeah,
That really tied it together is the wallpaper. Let's talk about that, Katie.
Yeah, no, I'm going to go into a deep dive
posting
on my Instagram about Chasing Paper, but I'm working with them and I wallpapered our bedroom and then the nursery floor. And then I really wanted to wallpaper like the entryway, but Matt was like, whatever you want. And I could tell that he didn't want that. But I really want it, so we'll see. It is the best thing in the entire world.
It is. I was there this past week when the transformation began, and I could not believe how the wallpaper, it just added a whole different dimension to that room, Katie.
And it's peel and stick, so it's very renter friendly. And the guys who put it up said it was the easiest installation. Like, it doesn't tear, it doesn't... I don't know. It's like very easy to do. I think if you had a handy bone in your body, you could probably do it yourself. But I don't. It looks so good. And it just really ties your space in together. But I now am getting, or I want to get, all new like bedding.
Okay.
And like pillows and stuff. So decorative, I want to start with the pillows.
Okay.
Yeah, decorative pillows. Yeah. So I found this brand called Pepper Home.
I think I
have you heard of this? And it is incredible. You can make all these custom pillows, and you get them in like 10 days or less. But they're beautiful.
That sounds wonderful. Like what size? Like long, skinny, or?
So no, I want to get 3 euro shams, like bigger.
Because you have a king size bed.
Ones, and then one bolster. Yep, and then one bolster.
That's like what I have in my bed in New York.
The 3 pillows, they're so pretty. I want to do like this kind of blue velvet with a green trim. So it brings in the blue from the gray malin print above our bed. And then like a long bolster that has like a green print in it.
Oh, that sounds pretty, Katie. Just little things like that really make it special, especially now that you've got the wallpaper behind you too.
Totally. Totally. But I didn't measure correctly, so I have to order more, and then they're going to come back and finish it.
That's okay. I mean, it's better to order less than more than you have so much left over.
No, I think it's better to order more.
No, I know. You just wanted to get it done. Oh, God. Yeah. And then you got to have those guys back again. Oh, speaking of guys, my sweet painters. Well, I was gone. You leave the house for a little bit, you know? And they thought they were doing me a favor by putting sample colors all over the walls everywhere in my house. I came home and I went, okay, my head is just going to split. Yeah, that's rough.
You're having a tough time.
I'm having a very tough time with this. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I can't go back now. I have to move forward. And I will get through. In fact, I have everything moved upstairs here in my bedroom. So my command center, my command post is all right here. And I'm just trying to learn to live that way. So I just keep getting edged out of the spaces where they have to work. Yeah.
Yeah, that's just.
Yeah. It's okay. It's all right. I'll get through
it. Are they there right now?
No, because I wasn't even supposed to be here now. So long story short to our listeners, wow, when you have things planned, you never know what's going to happen. But my mother-in-law just kind of took a turn and is not doing so well. So I came back home. I thought I was going to, Dad and I both thought we were going to be in New York for Easter, but just didn't work out that way. But Katie, we had such a wonderful Holy Thursday and Good Friday together. And then I popped back home on Saturday morning. And
okay, we have to talk about.
We have so much to talk about. Just our week, even though I had to run back home.
I know, but we need to talk about Good Friday, where we went after for dinner.
Oh, we went yes. Well, we were at so many different churches because these churches all share one priest, so they have to go back and forth, whatever. But yes, we
so we went to, I think it's called like Inger's, I don't know, bar. It's in Brooklyn Heights. It's like a great neighborhood spot. And honestly, Matt and I went there when it first opened, and I actually went there with a girlfriend too, and I wasn't like that blown away by it. And I think it's because we went there when it like first opened.
And it's like a block away from the church. You just go out of the church and it's like at the corner. Right. Perfect.
And we got there at like 4:30, early bird special. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we sit down. Yeah. And Mom has her back to the front door.
Yep.
And I see this couple walk in. And I was like, oh, God. So then I look at her. I'm like, don't turn around. Don't turn around. But someone is very famous behind you that's sitting in the corner. But like,
and I did not turn around.
You didn't turn around.
No.
You didn't turn around. And I was very surprised because usually when I say that, you like casually turn around, but you make it a whole big ordeal. But you did not turn around.
No, I did not.
So I was proud of you. Mm-hmm. And I texted you that was Amy Schumer and her husband.
Yes.
And it was their table, our table, and then one other table with like a mom or a nanny and this little girl. And as we were sitting down, I told you it was Amy Schumer. You're like freaking out. You're like, yeah, please, can I turn around? I was like, no, Mom, you can't turn around. Like, thank God you weren't sitting on the other side because do have a staring problem.
Not staring, but I just.
No, you have a staring problem, Mother.
Katie, I do not have a staring problem.
Yes, you do. When someone walks in that you like their outfit or you think that they are, you know.
I don't stare. I just toddy. Watch them. Yeah, I just watch them. Staring
for
is
a
like
long
this.
Period. Yes, but you're intently staring at or watching a human, whatever.
Yeah.
And Amy's husband got up because the little girl that was sitting to the left of us.
I think that they knew them.
Okay.
For some reason. Because okay. They have a child, so maybe their children played together.
Maybe. I don't know. Okay, let's start the narrative. Okay. And the husband came over and started like pushing the little girl's play stroller with her doll in it just to be like funny and cute. Yeah. I have never seen you try to jump on that so fast to try to find a connection to get to talking with him
sure. So
you could be invited over to their table.
Yeah.
What is that?
I don't know. I didn't really mean it that way, but I love Amy Schumer. She's a hoot.
She is a hoot.
Yeah. So I did get a glance at her after she got up, and she was very comfortable in this restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
Very comfortable.
You even started the narrative that she owns the restaurant.
I thought maybe she might have a little stake in it or something. Yeah. Because then she got up and she went over to the bar area and she talked to one of the waiters or waitresses to –
For the check,
yeah. She didn't bother her one bit. And everybody then was the chatter. Then it was the chatter because everybody then knew who this was. Mm-hmm. And you know how funny it is then when you see somebody on TV and you think they're just bigger than life. And she's mm-hmm. not.
What do you mean?
She's shorter and, you know, just, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She looks different in person.
Totally.
Yeah, and she then- is something else, though.
Yeah, so that was fun. We really see celebrities together. And then the night before,
Katie,
we were
I
at another place.
At, yes.
We were at another place.
We won't say it.
And
I was going to say it.
Mm-hmm. Well, you don't.
Okay. All right.
And we saw Sam Smith.
Yes.
And that was really fun. And you did, you were staring at him.
He has a huge entourage.
Well, he just was with a lot of friends, but
He did. But he didn't care though, Katie. People were coming up to him right and left.
Right.
Yeah, he didn't care. Oh, he is something else. Yeah.
You were intently watching him.
Yeah.
And I had to tell you to stop.
We did connect.
Well,
Sam,
I don't know. That's
I
don't know if that's a good thing.
Oh, sure. I mean, might have been wondering who I was too.
Totally.
Yeah, he is something else. And then mm-hmm. when you showed me the picture of him,
mm-hmm.
That was good.
What?
Then I could put two and two together.
Then you really knew who he was.
Then I really knew who he was, yeah.
Got it.
Yeah, that was fun. I know. We do have luck in New York with celebrity sightings.
Yeah, but yeah, you bring the luck, but then you just
– Oh, I know. I just gawk. Maybe that's the word, gawk.
Yeah, well, I think that's even more negative than stare.
Okay. Why don't stare? Oh my God, people are going to think I'm nutsy.
Well, you are.
We did have a nice week together. We even got massages.
We did, which
was
lovely.
Great. Yeah, that was really great. And this is the first time I finally thought I always think when I get massages that I have to have a deep tissue massage. And I thought, you know, the last couple times I did that, they broke my rib. You know, not really, but just too much pressing, you know? So I thought, you know, this time I'm just going to do a relaxing massage.
And you were relaxed.
And it was good. It was good.
Yeah.
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 So I have to remember that. It doesn't have to be intense.
This is so random, but did Dad ever like read any books about when like you first were pregnant with Christopher? Like did he do any research on his own or he was like, no, I'm just going to like wing it?
Well, every night we would read a little bit from that book, What to Expect When You're Expecting. The two of us would read it together.
I know.
Did
but I'm
he?
Talking
You'd
about
have to ask
parenting.
Him.
I'm talking about like parenting.
Parenting?
Well, like having a child and learning how to like do this or that or –
I don't think so. I think specifically when you were born, I do remember buying him a book That said, how to be the best daddy to a little girl or something like that. It was parent.
You didn't know I was a girl.
No, I said after you came.
Oh.
After you were born. I thought, oh, you know, that was, I don't even know where it is, but I remember that. And then when you, after you were born and I found out you were a lefty, I brought a book about that too.
Well, it's not that different. It's just the left hand.
Well, I know, but a lot of things are different. I remember we talked about that in school with the spirals and, you know, notebooks and.
What was in this book?
I can't remember.
It's not like I'm a.
No. Maybe, yeah, I don't remember. I think I do have it, though. But I do remember buying the book.
A book about how to raise a lefty?
maybe it wasn't.
That's doesn't insane. Sound right.
Yeah, maybe it was just, I don't know. I thought I did, though.
That seems crazy.
Yeah, but there's a lot of things, Katie. I mean, remember driving the stick shift?
Yeah, but you just do it at the other hand.
Yeah, but that's not that easy, Katie.
But in a book, it tells you how to drive a stick shift.
No. All right.
When you're a child.
Subject. Let's change the subject. But did Dad read parenting books? I don't know. You'd have to ask him.
Probably not.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I did. I always did.
You did?
I guess you're asking parenting.
Like I'm talking about like not like what to expect when your body changed. Like, okay, that stuff, fine. I'm talking about after you have the baby. Like,
yeah, I then
what
I
to
continued
do when
on.
The baby's colic, what to do
yeah,
when
yeah,
it's
of
this.
Course.
Sleep I had the, training.
Yeah, I did. And I had the book that followed the, after what to expect when you're expecting. Then there's what to expect when they turn a year, when they're a year old, a 2 year old, 3 year old. Yeah. All those kind of little milestones. Yeah, I did read books all the time. Yeah. And then, you know, you listen to, I guess I'm trying to think of programs that I would listen to. Oh my gosh. And then girlfriends, you just compare notes. But yeah, why are you asking?
No, just because I, when we were at brunch on Sunday, I was like, are you nervous at all? Or do you want to like do any research or like read
to
any
Matt.
Books? Yeah, no. To Matt. He's like, you know, no, I'm more of like a go with the flow, a figure it out on the spot kind of guy. I'm like, okay.
Okay. That's all right.
He's like, yeah. I figure you'd tell me.
Yeah. Yeah. I do have that other book too I can give to you.
What book?
Yeah, huh? What to expect, what book? You know, when they – it's the next one after the what to expect when you're expecting. Just those little milestones.
So I did sleep pretty well last night. I only had my restless leg for a little bit, and I'm
and
wondering
why, do you think?
If I had steak at lunch.
We were and talking I'm, about the iron.
I know. So maybe there's a correlation with the low iron.
Could be. Didn't you – what else did you get with iron in it? A new vitamin.
Yeah.
And have you started that yet?
The new yeah, a couple – yeah, I'm like
cause
a couple
it takes
days
a,
in.
Yeah, it takes a little – maybe that has something to do with it, Katie. I wonder if
I know.
They could
so
check
I'm
going
to ask
blood.
My midwives. I'm going to ask my midwives if they could do a blood, another blood test just to see.
I think that's a good idea, Katie.
Because I'm like, what's the only thing that I did different? And I was like, well, I guess I had the red meat.
Well, I would have another steak tonight.
I can't be eating steak every night. Are you kidding me? I'll die.
Well, what else has a lot of iron? Yeah, but see.
Spinach.
Spinach.
But I eat a lot of
broccoli.
Spinach.
You do eat a lot of greens. Mm-hmm. Well, good to know, Kate. And maybe it's the vitamins too.
I know. I have an organizer coming on Thursday.
Oh, boy. To organize what? Your closet?
No, because I pretty much did that.
Yeah.
And honestly, I feel that like – having someone in my closet that would give me anxiety.
Yeah.
Like I'm going to have her maybe help organize some of my athletic clothes and like leggings and sets. And cause I, that sometimes just gets into a dark hole, but she's going to do my kitchen.
Your kitchen. Yeah. Oh God. Don't even talk about kitchen. Now they took off all of my cabinets, the front doors of my cabinets. So it's as though everyone sees you in your underwear. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Everything. So talk about organizing. I'm thinking to myself, dear God, help me.
Mm-hmm.
I've got so – what am I saving all these vases?
You know, that's
that,
a thing.
That you get from, you know, when people send you flowers and you go, oh, gosh, I could use that later. Oh, gosh, I could use that. What in God's name? I mean, do you –
I
am wasting the space in my –
And they're disgusting. They're not even cute. They're just like a glass jar. You know, there's nothing special.
Yeah. Well.
But you have a tough time throwing things away.
Yeah. Yeah, I do. I keep thinking, I could use it for something else. Yeah.
Yeah. You think it's wasteful.
Yeah. So I am, like I said, every single door front is off in the kitchen. So every time I go in the kitchen, I go, oh my God. Oh my God. Oh, so I've got to clean it out. I've got to clean them up. Now I have to do it.
Yeah. Yeah. Just get rid of them. You do not need that many vases.
I'll recycle them. I don't need them. I have my good vases and I don't need this. And just think of all the space I would have. It's additional space.
What other things are
driving me crazy? That I'm looking at. Oh God. Well, my dishware, that's pretty organized. That's okay. Yeah. Well, I saw the way that I put away all my Christmas things because I just shoved it in and I thought, okay, that looks terrible. People are seeing that now. Then I have so many like cake plates and covers. And do I need all of that, Katie?
You don't make too many cakes.
No, I just, you know, I when I have brunch and stuff, I like to display them. Well, no, I can't give all that stuff away because I do use that, but it's a lot. And they're bigger items.
But you have a huge kitchen. You have a lot of space.
I'm just not using it properly.
You're not. Maybe you need an organizer to come
over. Yeah, I do. You know what I need I need to get my under my sink organized. Katie, tell me where you find those things that you just kind of, that fits so nice under the sinks. I see those on TikTok.
Or the container store. But I think that's my, when it comes to like clothes, and like my closet, I'm pretty good at organizing because I like that and I like to see things. I can get rid of stuff.
Yeah.
The kitchen, I need someone to give me a system to follow.
Mm-hmm. I need more room for all my aprons. They're just shoved in a drawer, and then the deep drawer that I have, I'm using for how many pieces of Tupperware do I need? I don't even use it.
Okay, you also need to get rid of all of your get glass Tupperware.
Yeah, maybe I do need an organizer. Anybody out there want to come and help Carol? Milwaukee.
You do need to get rid of all the plastic.
I know. I mean, I'm just – and that's a deep drawer that is being wasted.
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 Yeah. Yeah, this is the painters are putting me over the edge, but
this is serious.
This is serious. I've got to deal with this, yeah. And then Dad took the front off of the dishwasher because that's wood and they've got to redo that.
Well, so you got to wash all your dishes by hand now?
No. There's the metal part of it, but it's just the front part of it that's the wooden part. Well, that front part that's the wooden part is the kind of the weight that keeps the front of it down. So here I opened it up and it was just like slammed shut. And I went, Kevin, I said, what next?
I said, Kevin.
I'm falling apart. I'm falling apart. But anyhow, I'm home. I'm okay. I am all right.
Okay. So when it comes to washing baby clothes, do you air dry always? Like onesies and things or no?
Well,
so no. I was going to start doing that this week. No. Okay. I just didn't know.
I guess I didn't. I mean, unless you don't want them to shrink. If it's all 100% cotton, then you have to be careful. But no, I just put it on low. Okay. I think that's okay. Or are you telling me that that's
something
wrong with that? Yeah.
No, I'm asking. I just didn't know.
No, I think it's fine.
Do I need to get baby socks?
Yeah, we need to get some baby little socks. Yeah. But a lot of the footies, you know, initially you'll have they're all in one with the feet. Yeah.
Like, oh, Matt and went to Target and got a couple things. I got two nursing bras.
Oh, boy. Mm-hmm. You're getting ready. But how do you know what size?
I don't know. I just picked.
Okay. Believe it or not, you're going to get bigger than you are now once you start filling up with milk. But that's all right.
Well, I just thought I'd
that's
start
good.
Somewhere.
I'm glad you did.
But we also got some more onesies.
Good. Hey, listen, I think Target has great children's clothing.
Yeah, you but go like, through that I just like don't this. Know what to get. Like,
well, just the onesies, that's all, and the little pajamas.
Right?
Yeah, that's all. And everybody's crazy about this bamboo pajamas.
I know.
I think everyone, you showed me that, but everybody talks about
that. They're softer.
Yeah.
Because they're softer.
Like silky, but it's cotton.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And those are nice, Katie. You go through those like crazy.
I know. I ordered a couple, but like I feel like I shouldn't order a bunch of one brand. Like I think I should order like a bunch.
Yeah,
like
to see what you like.
One of, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. I think so.
And should I order all newborn or do I order?
You know, Katie, it depends upon how big your baby is. But, you know, if you have a 9-pound baby, the newborn size is not going to.
Let's not put that into the universe.
But the newborn size is going to be useless.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? See what I'm saying? So I would just say a couple newborn things. Let's wait and see. You know, if it's 9-10-pound baby.
What the hell? What? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I am pre- and postnatal certified.
Yahoo! She did it. She passed.
I passed.
Good for you. Good for you.
I am so proud of myself.
I am, too. I think that would, I think that drove you crazy this past week because you were determined to just get it done and over with. And
well, it was like school. And I knew if I was going to prolong it and prolong it, I would forget what I learned before. The faster I had to get through it, the faster, you know, I would be done. And it would just, the information would just stick.
Yeah. So that's good, Katie.
God, it's just crazy how some people are good at school. Like, and enjoy it.
Yeah.
You know, like, don't get me wrong. Like, I actually enjoyed learning about it. But when they were like, okay, now it's the final 80-question, multiple choice, and true and false test, I was like, fail.
Yeah, well, it's just your anxiety because you think about the past.
But some people get high on that. They love doing that.
Yeah, no. No, I never did, honey. Never did. Like, that was just not for me. Yeah.
It's just – that is rough.
That's rough. Yeah. So I don't even want to put this out there, but we're supposed to get snow on Wednesday here. That I mean, I'm really over it. And this is not April Fool's.
But aren't you going to?
Okay. Well, yes. We're supposed to be leaving on Sunday for Tucson. And hopefully
Tucson.
And I've never been to Tucson. I have been to Phoenix, Arizona. Where else did we go, Katie?
Scottsdale.
Yeah, that's where we went. So I thought, where is Tucson? So I thought I pulled out the atlas.
You pulled out an atlas?
To see the map.
Did you? What?
Why is that so strange? I have that all the time. I'm very much a visual. Yeah, I'm a visual learner.
You can just look up a map online.
Oh, no, I liked it. I like this. The book. I love the book.
Where do you keep an atlas?
I keep that. It's right in my bookshelf down in the den. We pull it out all the time. Especially like
to
when.
To do what?
Well, to look at the map if you want to dream about going somewhere. Or when you're tootling around in the Netherlands, I had to go and look to see exactly where this little island was. Remember?
Oh, that. Yeah. Oh, yeah. So you pull out an atlas.
Now you're going to want one when you see mine. Because you're
a
visual.
Is it like a fancy atlas?
You're a visual learner. Fancy?
Yeah.
Well, maybe it is. I don't know. To be honest with you. It's a hard, yeah. It is a vintage hardback. I'm trying to think if that's from Jim and Al. I think it is. It's quite wonderful. But anyhow, Tucson is very close to Mexico.
Tex-Mex.
So we're going there for a conference. So we're going to be busy during the day a lot with all the conferences, but that's okay. But then this conference, everything is very well planned. So the first day, they kind of want to get people adjusted to the area and to talk to each other and everything. So you have a choice of either playing golf, going on a hike, or going on a Jeep expedition.
Well, all three of those sound not at all like you.
Well, the hike does, though. I'm going to go on the hike. You know what Dad's going to do. He's going to go on the Jeep.
You guys are going to split up?
Oh, sure. Sure.
But make sure you know what kind of hike it is, because a hike can be kind of intense.
Well, I can handle that. I'm in good shape. The only thing I worry about is if we're in the mountains or something, you know, like
that's what I'm saying.
Cougars or mountain lions.
Come snatch you up.
Here we go again. They're going to, if they hand me a bottle of bear spray, then I'll say, I'm done. Because
I went to a hike in Colorado, and I thought it was just going to be a walk around the block kind of thing. You like are climbing things. Like it's like a actual hike, like climbing up a mountain. Yeah. And it was the easiest thing. So you really would split up with Dad? You would not know a single person and just go?
Oh, yeah. I would be fine with that.
Wow.
Because I don't think I want to be in a Jeep driving around. What is that all about? Because I feel like I don't have control over that. You get in a Jeep and have Daddy driving like crazy over the big – I don't know
what it is. I'm sure Dad's not driving. I'm sure they have a driver.
No, I don't know.
Hmm.
So, but my point was, is they're telling you everything. So, of course,
the itinerary.
So I thought, well, good. I'm glad they're telling me. So I have to have hiking boots and whatever. But they have one night that sounds like it's going to be like a cowboy event. Like,
ooh,
yeah, in the corral situation. So I thought, oh, I got to bring my cowboy boots too.
That's good.
Yeah.
It's like a themed party.
Yeah.
Randomly, Matt now is getting all of this like work travel that he has to do.
Yeah.
And he wants me to come to all of these like traveling with him.
Now?
Well, I mean, like he would like me to be there, but like obviously he knows, you know,
and your
kind of TBD on me, but I think he's in my condition. Jeez. he's going to Dallas, I think on Sunday, to be a keynote speaker.
Oh, almost in my neck of the woods, down in Tucson. Oh, darn. I would have gone.
Maybe, you know, maybe he's going to be on NBC or what's
CNBC, I think.
He's going to be on CNBC Live tonight.
Tonight?
Yeah, live. He's going to go to New Jersey. I think I'm going to go with him.
Oh, I got to write that down. Well, what time?
Right before Shark Tank.
Now, are you sure it's CNBC?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Whatever the thing he did before was.
Oh, guy. All right, Matt. Good for him. Oh, he's so good. He's so good at extemporaneous speaking.
He really is. And the thing is with Matt, which is so funny.
He's so charming.
Because when I was thinking about this, if I was going on CNBC, everyone would know. I would be talking about it 24/7, like preparing.
Not him
this.
At all.
He's so casual about it. He's like, yeah, I'm going to go on CNBC. Yeah. Like, and he's brought it up like once or twice. And like, if that was me, I would be constantly talking about myself.
You sure would.
You would be too. You would be too.
No, I would be nervous.
But like, but we wouldn't stop talking about it.
Yeah.
Where he just is like, yeah.
Good. So you're going to go with him then.
Yeah. I still need to get some more things accomplished here. But yes.
Well, that sounds like fun, Katie.
I know.
So anyhow, you know, I was going to talk a little bit about, but it's kind of with our dear and sweet Nana, who's, you know, just coming near the end of her journey. And the kids all decide, the kids meaning Dad and his siblings, you know, said that, you know, and the doctor said it was time for her to go in hospice. And that's always such a hard, you know, decision to, I don't know, no, I shouldn't say a hard decision to make. You ponder a lot about it because you know what that means. Yeah, you know what it means. So, the next weeks or months, you know, only God knows, they're going to be kind of tough. So when I talk about Tucson, I keep thinking, well, are we going to make it there? But with the five kids, I guess everybody will take their turn to make sure somebody's in town for Nana. But, you know, that end of life decisions, we talked about that before, how, you know, you really have to be prepared some way with that, no matter how old you are, I think. And I think Nana was, because she always said that she wanted to be at this facility where she's at, the St. Camillus, which is a independent assisted living memory care and full nursing care. And the thing that's really nice, my friend asked me, Wendy, she said, when she found out she's going to be on hospice, she said, which one? And I thought, which one? And I thought, oh, that's right. there are a lot of places where you have to go to a facility that's just for hospice care. And I've been to some of those where it's like, that's really sad. Because you're walking in this door of just everybody. Death is just all around you. But they're letting Nana go back to her room in memory care. And the hospice people are going to just be there. They'll be there taking care of her. So that's really going to be nice. So it's going to just be a gentle caregiving and help to Nana and us. But she'll be able to be in her own environment there with her own room. So
for as much as we make fun and laugh at you and Dad about how well prepared you are for your death.
Yes.
Because I think it's just us not wanting to talk about it.
Yeah.
I know when it comes time, we'll be so grateful, but I feel you've always made it known that it's not supposed to be scary and like things are planned. So when emotions are crazy, you don't have to think of like the nitty gritty of it.
Right. And truly,
you can just like live in your emotion.
I learned this all from Jim and Al. I did. And they really guided me through their death and it made it.
And Jim and Al were basically like father figures to you.
Yes, my dear Jim and Al. I keep saying that we're going to one day just talk just all about Jim and Al, and I promise you we still will. But they made death much more approachable for me and made me feel more comfortable with dealing with life for them. Knowing their needs, their wants, their wishes. And they had everything written down. I think that's just so important too. And to a certain extent, I think Nana did too. We just have to follow her wishes and, you know. I think it's really important to talk to your family, your kids, your significant other. Yeah. We have most of the stuff done, but, you know, even when you hear the word hospice, you just kind of cringe a little bit because you just think, oh, I never had to go through that with Jim and Al. They just quietly went. It just was a blessing. Right. But, so everybody, whoever's out there that is or has gone through that, boy, I sure understand what you've been through. And death is so final. I know that sounds crazy to even say that, but, you know, it just is. So enjoy each other while you have each other.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But birth is coming up.
Yes. Isn't that something how that – it's a circle of life, isn't it?
It's next month. Holy shit.
Yeah, you got 2 more months, baby doll.
Next month, I'm going to have a child.
A sweet baby.
I feel like a child still. Holy hell.
No, don't say that. I can't wait, Katie. I just can't wait.
I know.
I cannot wait.
I know. It's funny, though, because, like, it's just there's so many emotions that are, like, happening for me, you know? And I think it's so different, obviously, from a woman to a man. Like Matt is just like so excited. He can't wait to have the baby here. And just like he's just so excited.
Yeah.
And like, of course, I'm so excited too. But then I also like have anxiety and I have this. And I was thinking too, like, and I got emotional at brunch that like for 9 months, this baby has been like a part of me. And the thought of like, obviously, I'm going to share the baby with like other people, but the thought of like other people, not meaning Matt or I, are like coming and can like hold the baby and do this is like, oh my God, that gives me anxiety too.
Sure.
No, do you know what I mean?
Of course, honey.
Like,
yeah.
That's crazy.
That's just normal. That's all normal.
No, all I know, normal. But it's just the
I know.
This is baby has been
part of
with
you.
Me. Everywhere I go.
Yeah. And will continue to be. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just, when you have that little sweet baby in your arms, I'll tell you.
Yeah.
It's going to be the best thing. And I cannot wait to see Matt with that sweet baby.
Because
he has been the best uncle I have ever seen or I should say one of the best uncles. There's a lot of good uncles in our family. But he is so attentive.
What other good uncles? Matt's the only one.
Well, Curdy's an uncle.
But he's the only one to Christopher's children.
Yeah. But I've seen him with his sister's children and everybody's children. I mean, he is such a good uncle. He just is. He's a natural, Katie.
Yeah.
And I think you will be too. You are too. You're such a good auntie. So just mama and daddy. Oh my goodness.
I know.
It's going to be something else.
That's why I need to finish this apartment.
Yeah, you will. Because you will be nesting when the baby comes.
I have been fully nesting already. It needs to be perfect.
Yeah. But you're not going to want to. Well, it's going to be nice though in New York after you have that baby. So you'll be able to get out for walks and things, but you'll be very totally. Protective. I'm sure you'll have like a little netting over
it. I know. For real. Do not touch the baby.
Do not touch the baby. Yeah.
No, I know.
No pigeons near it.
No. That's why I'm like getting all new pillows, all this. I'm getting everything ready.
Yeah.
For the new
and it's
roommate.
So funny because, you know, when I said to you, I got to start cooking now for you and freezing food. And Katie's like, Mom, we got carry out here. I don't need. And I thought, well, but wouldn't you want some of my homemade food?
I mean, I would love that, but we don't have a big enough freezer.
Oh, that's what it was too. Yeah, that's right. And yeah, I don't think you have room to buy another little freezer anywhere.
Oh, God.
No.
No.
You know what I'll do is I'll fill up my freezer at my apartment and then I'll just
come
each
time. Then you bring
it
over.
Yeah.
I love that.
I will. And you know, I'm getting much more comfortable every time I come to New York. I'm just loving every minute of it. And
it makes me so happy.
So grateful for what the blessings I have. Katie, my goodness.
Do you know what we should do? We should do like a New York City meetup.
What does that mean?
Like we'll pick a location and then our listeners can come and we all can like hang out.
Oh, I would love that.
Maybe in the spring, like we can do like a park meetup.
And, I don't know how we would be able to do a taping from there, but.
Yeah, probably not. Just a meetup.
Okay. Let's do it.
That could be fun.
I still want to get to the Warren Street Hotel, the new Ferndale.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
I don't know how I segued to that, but.
I don't know.
We could meet up there for coffee or something.
Sure. Sounds good.
Okay. Well, we're going to wrap
Mom,
this up.
Mom, what's your honest defeat?
Because I am running to go get a facial, Katie, after this.
Oh, I'm so jealous.
I know. And now it's pouring rain outside, wherever I go. You know what my honest defeat is?
What, Carol?
Honest defeat, I did not have one jelly bean for Easter. I love jelly beans, Katie. Not one jelly bean. Because I wasn't prepared. I really wasn't thinking that I was going to come back home. I thought I was going to buy like all my candy in New York. And then I came back home and I went,
well, you better get some jelly beans.
I'm going to buy some jelly beans.
Matt and I went to the candy store and like made our own bags. We went to the Swedish candy store called Bon Bon and they have all the candies. And they have a big, you know, shovel and you just put it in a bag.
So I will be going and buying all the leftover Easter candy.
Hey, you'll get it on sale.
There you go. I love you, Kate.
I love you so much, Mama Dearest. Everyone, make sure to like, subscribe, comment wherever you can find this podcast, Instagram, TikTok, all the places. New episode every Thursday. And we'll see you next week.
Nice, Mom. Bye, Kate.
Bye.